Masechta Bamasiya, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hayishmai and Rechven al Gabi Behema. There were two people riding on top of a behema. The behema was Hefker, it was ownerless, and each one claims he was riding it first, as riding a behema is a kinyan, it is a way to acquire a behema. Oshaya Echad Reche Be'echad Manik. Or one of them was riding it, and the other one was walking in front of it, leading it, as leading a behema also is a kinyan. Zalimer Kula Shali, Vizalimer Kula Shali. Each one claims the behema is completely mine, that I was riding it first, and only after I was cloned to the behema did the other one get on the behema and start riding it or start leading it. Zei Yishaba She'en Lo Ba Pachas Mechetia, Zei Yishaba She'en Lo Ba Pachas Mechetia. The din would be that each one of them would have to take a shvur that he doesn't own less than half of this behema, and after they both take this shvur, they would split the behema. The behema would be sold, and they would split the proceeds, as we saw in the previous mission, the case of the talis. As midoraisa, the din would be yachloku without a shvur, but the rabbanan were mechayev a shvur, so people wouldn't be tempted to start riding their friend's animal and claiming that it belonged to them. Bizman shehem modim oshiyesh lahem edim holkim belo shvur. But in a case where they both admit that it belonged to both of them, they admit that they started riding it together, or there are edim that the two of them started riding it together, and therefore it belongs to the two of them together. In this case, they would split without a shvur, and since there are edim, or that they admit that they rode it together, so therefore there's no reason to take a shvur, we can just split it without a shvur. And even if they only admitted, or if the edim only came after Bezin already passed that they have to take a shvur, even so, since now they are edim, or they admit, there's no reason for the shvur, they can split it without a shvur. Masechta Bamasiya, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Haya Reche of Agabi Behema. Somebody was riding on top of an animal. Barah Samatiya, he saw a lost object lying on the ground. Barah Lechaver Tzveli, and he says to his friend who was walking near him, please give me that lost object that is lying there. Not love, Amar, and either Chisiba, Zachaba. His friend picked it up, and then he said, I was Zochin it for myself. I want to keep it for myself. His friend can keep it for himself. He doesn't have to give it to the guy who was riding on the behemoth, even though he originally picked it up al das to give it to the other guy. Since now he changed his mind and wants to keep it for himself, he is allowed to do so, since he is the one that has picked it up and made a kinyan on it. He is not mechuyev to give it to the other guy. Now this would only be in a case where the guy who was riding the behemoth said tsneli, give it to me. But if he said tscheli, be zocha in it for me, meaning that pick it up with in mind that I should be koneh, then the other guy cannot change his mind and claim that he now wants to keep it for himself. Since the other guy said, Zecheli, be zochan it for me, so therefore he picked it up, I'll doubt that the other guy should be koneh. So the other guy is immediately koneh when he picks it up, and he can't change his mind and say, I want to keep it for myself. But if at the time he picks it up, he says, I don't want to pick it up for you, I'm picking it up for myself, then even in a case where the guy who's reichav on the behemoth says, Zecheli, still the guy who picks it up could keep it. But if after the guy who picked up the Messiah gives it to the person who's riding on the animal, and then only after that he says, I was Zocha in it first, that is nothing, as even if he had in mind to be Zocha in it for himself, once he gave it to his friend is now Konet from him, and he can't say that I want it for myself.